The native Tyrion used to be a staple in competitive Pokemon. It's fast, versatile, and able to fit on almost any team. But when it returned to Gen 9, it got some major nerfs and quickly fell off, dropping to the Yu tier, and has been staying there since. Recently though, Tornadus T has seen more play, adapting to the current meta, and is on its way back to the OU tier. Today we're taking a closer look at what is driving this surprising comeback. For those who might not know, Smogon Competitive Singles uses usage-based tiering. The most used Pokemon are ranked the highest, with the OU tier being the highest tier. One tier below is the UU tier, which is where Tornadus Tyrion has been sitting for most of Gen 9. That's a pretty big change since Tornadus was OU in previous generations. Tornadus Tyrion has always had a lot going for it. It's got a great speed tier, strong offensive stats, solid bulk, and access to one of the best abilities in the game, Regenerator, which restores a third of its health every time it switches out. Combine that with strong flying step and hurricane, incredible coverage moves, a good mono flying defensive typing, and plenty of utility moves, and it's easy to see why it was so successful before. One of its most common sets in past generations included Hurricane, U-turn, Knockoff, and Defog. Hurricane was its main step move, U-turn let it chip and pivot while healing with Regenerator, Knockoff crippled switchings by removing items, and Defog cleared hazards, which was especially important since Tornadus is weak to Stealth Rock and doesn't have recovery outside of Regenerator. When it comes to items, Tornadus has used several depending on the meta. Assault Vest was very popular back in Gen 6, letting it check special attackers while threatening them back. Later in Gen 8, Heavy Duty Boots became its go-to item to completely avoid its Stealth Rock damage. That same generation also gave it new tools like Nasty Plot for sweeping potential and Weather Ball for coverage on rain teams. But in Gen 9, the native Tyrion fell off quite a bit. It lost both Knockoff and Defog, which got it a lot of its utility and left it leading to more offensive sets. The problem is that Gen 9's power creep was quite massive and Tornadus' offensive options were a bit shaky, so it did not keep up. So it dropped to UU and has been staying there. So why isn't suddenly making a comeback? Well, Tornadus eventually got Knockoff back with the DLC, which restored a big piece of its utility. The meta also shifted. Early Gen 9 favored hyper offense and offensive teams more, but now balanced and bulky offense are more common. That's exactly the kind of environment where Tornadus thrives, chipping away with Knockoff and U-turn while staying healthy with Regenerate. Players have started experimenting with multiple builds again, the classic Assault Vest set, pivot setted boots, and even Nasty Plot sets with Life Orb. Tornadus also picked up a new signature move in Gen 9 thanks to Legends Arceus, Willy Quinn's Storm, a 100 base power flying move with better accuracy than Hurricane, and a 30% chance to lower the opponent's speed by one stage. It's become the staple flying move across all sets. Its coverage is also very flexible. It can run Focus Blast to break through Tinklu and Steel types, Heat Wave for Golden Go and Scissor, or even tech moves like Dark Pulse for Slogan Galar, Grass Knot for Garganeco and Bulky Waters, or Terra Blast to flip specific matchups. It also makes great use of Terra Solization, offensively with Terra Ground in combination with the aforementioned Terra Blast, or Terra Dark for a step boost on Dark Pulse, or defensively with Terra Steel to check threats like Curum or Weavile. On bulkier teams, Tornadus T is a reliable pivot that chips away and keeps momentum. On offensive teams, it's a threatening wallbreaker and one of the few Nasty Plot users. It can actually set up multiple times in the game thanks to Regenerator and its excellent speed tier. All of this has led to Tornadus Tyrion finding a new niche in Gen 9's evolving metagame, and it just might be enough to push it back into the OU tier. Do you expect Tornadus T to make a comeback in Gen 9 OU? And do you think it will rise to OU in the next tier shift? Let me know in the comments down below. If you made it this far, don't forget to like the video and subscribe if you are new. If you want to support the channel even more, you can become a member for just $1, and your name will be featured on the end screen. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.